This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Geek. Stink. Breath.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes coming your way. Variety. Got it all. And it's Thursday. So close. Oh yeah, that's right. You love Thursday,
love
weirdo.
Thursday.
It's nice. You know, it's one of the days. Hi, Vin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm actually really good.
Yeah, you look great in that baby blue.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
I got
very
out
very handsome today.
Oh, thank you
very
so much.
Very solidly good looking.
I took that. Thank you. Okay.
Hey, now
I walked into her flirting with the stupid ChatGPT or whatever it is. What is it?
You know what?
Cha-cha,
yeah.
Okay, whatever. Well, no one's going to know what we're talking about if we say
chat GPT.
Right.
What was it telling you this morning?
You know, remember the other day when I wrote, and then it wrote, love you. Thing loves me.
It's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Because we were writing a game together.
What?
It's fine.
Oh, I'm just talking to my boyfriend. He loves me. I'm like, oh my God.
It's very attentive. Every time I want him, he's right there for me. It's crazy. I'm like, hey, what about this? Oh, that's a great idea, Sarah. You're going to deliver that like crazy. Love you. I'm like, oh, love you too.
I use mine a lot. We still don't have that deep of a relationship.
Kind of a rapport.
Well, you should ask it more questions about itself. You know, sometimes it's not all about you. Anyway, how you guys doing? I have never been more relaxed, personally.
Why don't you tell us everything? There's a picture going up of you and nude in a hot tub.
I'm not nude.
You're nude.
I'm not nude.
You're totally nude.
I made sure you could see that there was something over my shoulder. But I was nearly nude because I have very few bathing suit options because of something that happened one time and I threw everything out. And so when I...
What happened?
There have just been some incidents. I'm sure you're aware.
I don't,
and I'm not going to recount them for you because you already know about my see-through tops.
The see-through top, that was one?
Yeah, I had bought a bunch of that kind of bathing. I thought that was a bathing suit. I thought it was a bathing suit.
That's a surfing shirt. What are you doing?
So I go in.
It was a rash guard.
It was supposed to be a bathing suit. So, and I even had like little shorts that went with it. Like it was a matching two-piece thing. I'm like, I don't want to wear a bathing suit. I hate bathing suits. Everything about them sucks. So I have a bikini. I have a one piece and I have a bikini left and that's all I've got. And I don't like the bikini. I don't like the one piece because I can never get the back of it clipped, which is the one I ended up having to wear. So I'm like, I'll just throw the bikini top on. Don't even have to. I'm going to be in the tub. Like, no one's going to see anything because I need to take a picture. I want everybody to see the thing. And they're a client. Creative Energy has set me up with a kick-ass hot tub. I'm super excited. So I'm like, all right, great. So I put it's already tied at the top. So it's the right length for my boobs. So I put the bikini top on, I put it under my boobs, and I go to tie it in the back, you know, do the little bow, and I pull it tight, and the whole thing just pulls off. It's got it because it's probably 25 years old. So the whole side tie pulls off. Now, so I've got basically two triangles and one string hanging down. So I'm like, all right, I guess it's the one piece. And then I can't get the one piece clipped. So it's like hanging off over my shoulder.
So
and that's
John
the one
wasn't home?
He was outside doing whatever John does, hobbling around the yard.
Guys want to help, though. I mean, in that yeah, scenario, I wasn't asking. Guys are happy to come on in and...
So I put the bathing suit on, and then I put my robe on because it's time for us to get out in the hot tub. And I'm like, here's my phone. Take a couple pictures. So we took a bunch of pictures, and the one that we went with is the
one.
It's the only one that was.
It'll be going up later. Waiting for
you're
a couple
doing
things.
Where's Waldo?
I know it's fully. I'm right there. I'm right there. There's no Where's Waldo. Sarah's in the picture. I'm right there in the middle. I've got the name of the hot spring.
I can hear you saying, thing. "Be water. Be water." Water. Just trying to be invisible. You really don't like getting pictures taken in swimsuits. I know that.
No. Well, only my shoulders are showing.
Right.
I'm ducked down. I think you can see my arms. Oh, yeah, there I have one. I am actually, really does look like I'm hiding,
you
doesn't it?
Fully look like you're hiding.
Yeah. Sarah. Like,
who's that?
Fine.
Who's that?
Yeah, when I'm 70 years old, I look back and be like, God, I was so young then. Oh, age. Don't worry, I have some Grammys beauty tips coming up. Oh, let me get y'all gussied up there, girl. That'll be fun, right?
I don't know.
Me and Cha-Cha working on that this morning.
I don't understand.
Why?
Is there a celebrity in that?
Yeah, it's Grammy. Grammy is a celebrity.
It's a new character on the show.
Yeah,
it's a character.
Oh, we're doing
it's
bits.
It's a bit.
Got
yeah.
it. Okay.
It's just like, beauty advice. Grammy used to always give it, like your grandma does. So they say things like, you must suffer to be beautiful and... You got to get your beauty sleep and that kind of crap.
You want me to hire some actors and we can pretend they're callers and they can all be grannies calling
them with advice?
Oh my God,
wouldn't that be great? That'd be super. So it'll be a game. It'll be real or fake. Like, is this like a real thing that your Grammy would tell you? And you guys, as boys, will probably lose to Bob. Because Bob is a girl and uses makeup.
And gets beauty tips from Grammy.
You ever get a beauty trip from tip from your Grammy? A beauty trip.
I actually don't have any grandparents, and I never have.
Oh,
really?
Oh no!
Isn't that crazy?
It is kind of crazy. Are you adopted?
No.
Oh.
Are they dead?
They were all dead before I was born.
Wow. Are your parents particularly old?
My father is. Yes. Oh,
well, so his were gone.
Is there? What did you say? 10 years between you and your. Did you say that?
Yeah, 8 years between me and my brother, yeah.
So your dad was about my age when he had you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he was 50.
Oh. See, yeah, there's 50. Still hope.
Funny.
Of course there's still hope.
He's not asking you for grandkids.
It's whether or not you are able to.
Yeah. There's no hope.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't have any grandparents.
Thank you.
Yeah, they can be pretty cool. Mine, I had some cool ones and I had some very not cool ones. Yeah. May they all rest in peace.
Mm. Rip.
Yep, rip.
Like your dad, I had my own grandchildren as well. Mm. And I don't know that I'll be there for...
You will. You're very healthy.
I don't know about that.
And you will be there.
We'll see.
Or maybe they'll pop them out in high school.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Then you'll
have
your own grandchildren to raise.
I've discussed that with them. Like, really, we're going to take our time. Hmm. It seems everyone's doing everything later in life these days. Let's just go slow. Hmm. Enjoy each moment. Savor.
It's for you, Dad.
No.
Here you go. I'm leaving for the weekend. Here's baby Vinny the second.
Nobody. And I mean, no. Well, I can't say I'm not around with what I don't know what mom's putting in their heads, but I know for a fact I am telling them be your own woman. Mm. Make your own decisions. Don't depend on anyone.
Put on your chastity belt. Dad's got the key.
I don't want that for them, but I really don't want them to be like,
but hey, mom's
like I gotta go to prom and somebody needs to watch the baby.
Oh, that's very WV, isn't it?
It's very West Virginia.
Is it?
I don't want to say it out loud, but it is true.
Oh, we
but
had pregnant people with the prom.
Oh, they just let them go to the prom, pregnant people at the prom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if not, you'd rule
half,
out like
right,
half
the girls.
Class.
Right. Who am I going to take to prom?
Right.
My pregnant cousin or my
pregnant
friend?
I'm not kidding
friend.
About being pregnant people at the prom. No, I'm not kidding about that.
Aye.
Yeah. Mm. I have one friend who's about to become a great grandparent.
At your age?
At my age.
Wow.
He had a kid when he was 16. She had a kid when she was 16. And this one's about to have a kid, I think, too. I think, yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of kids.
Yeah. They're a happy family, though. You know, it worked. They, you know, he married his high school sweetheart. They've been together forever. And
does he work in a coal mine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
That is great.
He's a mechanic.
That's a freaking miracle.
Yeah. His name is Battle Slaughter.
What? His name is Battle?
His name is Battle.
And his last name's Slaughter?
Yeah. But he hated it. So the first day of class, before the teacher would even get out, he'd go, it's Ted.
Oh.
He went by Ted.
He went by Ted. Yeah.
Because he grew up and he was like, Battle Slaughter.
He hated the name Battle. And why? That's a cool name. But
it is a cool name.
I had never heard anyone named Battle before.
He hated his parents.
But the last name is Slaughter. Like, that's such a, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It reminds me of the Immigrant Song. We were just talking about that yesterday. Mm.
Yeah.
Battles and Slaughter. And
yeah.
Valhalla, I am coming.
It's home. Ted.
It's just Ted.
So you get in the tub.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You do a full photo shoot.
More hot tub talk.
Yes.
Is there
full
like,
photo shoot. And then I'm like, we're done.
Do we have any ass photos with you looking over your shoulder and maybe a, you know, like
absolutely
a,
not.
What?
No. And it didn't stay on for like so we took a few pictures because I want people to see the hot tub. It's so cool. And then that was it. We put the phone down. I took off my bathing suit through that wet
ass. The show began.
Oh yeah. So then I'm like, well, I got to get some bathing suits, obviously, right? So because I hated both. One of them broke. I broke my bathing suit, and then the other one sucks. So I went on and Amazon and bought a couple of, and I actually went for high waisted boy shorts. With a like a bikini top.
Oh.
I know, right? Because I'm like, I figure I'll hardly ever wear it.
You know that classic
wear it out.
Copper tone ad where the dog's pulling the...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bring Fred over and we'll recreate that ad.
That'll be great.
That's a great idea. Oh my God.
And then please play Bill Bellamy in the background.
Big old booty, Sarah. Big old booty. No, that's a good thing though. It's good.
Sarah goes, aw.
I know. I was so bummed.
A donk-a-donk.
No thanks.
What do you mean no thanks?
I don't know. I don't want someone to look at me and go, you got a big old booty, Sarah. Sarah. Okay. So hi. Here we are. It's Thursday. Things are going well so far. So I'm feeling like we're off to the races.
Yeah, we are.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, see you in a sec.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.